couple of years ago. One night, I was about to propose to my girlfriend when my roommate Joseph barged into the room out of nowhere, tripping, fell over, breaking a glass table with his face. Totally ruined the mood. Now, I didn't know Joseph that well, don't even remember where he was from, but let's just say I put my plans on hold to help him through his injuries. Joseph had gotten big glass shard in his eye, making him completely blind in that eye. He was walking around with one of those cotton pads on his eye for a couple of months. Then suddenly, he disappeared, along with my girlfriend. Apparently they'd bonded during the time after his injuries, and ended together, left me behind without as much as a note. I tried to track them down, but never could. In conclusion, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? It's always been a fantasy of mine to be a sex slave for two bears, male and female, pleasing the male when she's tired, and vice versa. Slowly sliding my lips up and down his thick shaft, tasting his pre-cum on my tongue. Once he's had enough of that, he rolls over onto his back, lifting me up as though I weigh nothing. Gently placing me on his cock, I guide him in, feeling him stretch me wide open. I moan with pleasure, feeling him fill me up. He growls softly, I feel it rumble deep in his chest, vibrating all the way down his body and through mine. He continues to lift me up and then pull me down. He's doing all the work for me, it feels so good. The warmth of the fur, his paws either side of my waist. He is in total control, I'm just nothing compared to his vast size and strength, but I have total trust in him, I know he won't hurt me. I feel the pace quicken, almost imperceptibly. I slowly stroke myself, feeling myself nearing the point of no return, coming closer with every stroke. I can hear the growl getting louder now. He speeds up even more, forcing me further and further down onto his thick cock. If it wasn't for the fact that my body is releasing so many endorphins, I would probably be screaming in agony. Except I am panting and whining, just like a bitch, begging her mate